For Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam, he ends this particular advice that divide your time in four segments: a time for Allah, for worship, for praying, for seeking your needs, a time for earning your livelihood, the third, a time for spending time with your brothers, your friends, your companions, the fourth time to give yourself what it pleases, what it likes, what it desires, but what is permissible from your desires. Then he states, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ تَرَكَ دُنْيَاهُ لِدِينِهِ وَدِينَهُ لِدُنْيَاهُ. He says that that individual is not from among us, meaning not from among the followers of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, who leaves this world or the pleasures of this world simply for religion, and leaves their religion simply for the world. As we say in the West, that you only live once, so enjoy life or live it up. So this is the normative perception of life. Who has the most wealth? Who's driving the latest car? Who has the latest phone? But what is important is how one makes use of this life as a path towards the next life. فَالْآخِرَ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَضْوَانٌ. So in the next life, there will either be a severe chastisement, or there will be pardon and mercy from God. And that depends on how one made use of this life and the fruits of this life.